Marvin, and you're listening to Wiener's Barbecue on CITR.
Welcome, everybody, to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. in our funding drive spectacular. Lots to get to on the show today, but without further ado, here is our musician of the day, all the way from Perth, Australia. I got that right? Perth,
yeah,
Australia?
Yeah.
Noah Shilkin.
Said, say what you know. My head screamed to itself, so I took a moment to think, so as I could get it all down. Try to remember now all the things that I know. Should only take a second or two, eh? Have you got the time? Come on, baby, give me the time. Finished, yo-yo, your turn. Maybe I should take some notes that possibly you could sign for future generations to capitalize upon. I suppose a vodka will do, like always, to get us through the miles and miles of mine that seem to be about to unwind. And oh, excuse me, please, I remember what it is that I know. I know nothing, nothing, no, 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 nada, 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 nothing thing. Come on! Yo-yo finished, yo-yo, your turn. Maybe I should take some notes that possibly you could sign for future generations to capitalize upon. I suppose a vodka will do, like always, to get us through the miles and miles of mine that seem to be about to unwind. And oh, excuse me, please, I remember what it is that I know. Here it is. I know nothing, nothing. No, 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 nada, 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 nothing, nothing. Oh, excuse me, please, I remember what it is that I know. And then we left.
Awesome. You'll be hearing Noah all show long. You'll hear him just before 5 at 5:20, just before 6. We've got a CD to play for you. Noah Shilkin. Noah, glad to have you here today.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Lovely to be here.
All right, everybody. We're going to be right back. Starting off the show today, our UBC half hour will be the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. They're getting their season underway this weekend versus the Dynasty Alberta Golden Bears. I got to play a PSA, call the coach. We'll come back, explain the whole funding drive situation. We have an auction going on the show today. Vancouver Canuck tickets. We're auctioning them off with all money.
All right.
All money going to the funding drive. I'll explain it all when we get back because I was supposed to call the coach at 4:30, but I'm very unorganized and late, so better call him now. All right, everybody. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Imagine being part of something huge.
This is huge.
As we enter the month of October, there is
one
very
important
event to remember, and that's CITR's second annual funding drive.
This is your chance to be part of something huge.
Huge.
Help CITR, the UBC campus radio station, stay on air for another 25 years. Your donations will go toward refurbishing technical equipment, updating technical facilities, renovations of an on-air studios, podcast services, keeping sports coverage on air, and, most importantly, to help broadcast music not heard anywhere else.
Give us a call between October 1st to the 14th and invest some bling bling in the future of your ears. Write this number down, 822-8648. Or you can also try us at 822-1242.
And remember, we're always giving back to the listeners in more ways than one, and that means the higher your donations, the better the gifts you'll receive.
Oh yeah!
We said it. Get.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9. Well, once again, Coach, you there?
I'm here.
Perfect. With us on the line right now, the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. But, Coach, if you can bear with me for a moment, today and next week on our show, and actually both days, because you're a part of this, you're on the show today, and Friday and Saturday for your games are going to be funding drives day here at CITR. So we are collecting money from you folks. Give us a call up, please. All donations are welcome. You'll be getting a tax receipt. There are gifts you're going to be getting. 822-8648, 822-1242 are the numbers. And the first people to pledge $5 or more, you have your choice of the following. The first five people to pledge, these are available. A Yvonne Cornwallier signed photo, Glenn Hall, Ted Lindsay, Richard Brodeur, Cesar Maniego, all five of those photos available to the first five callers. We have five total photos to give away, so you have your choice of those five till they're gone. So give us a call up, 822-1242, 822-8648, and give us some money. We're going to be doing a Vancouver Canuck ticket auction. I'll tell you about that a little later on in the show. Coach, those are some pretty good players we're giving away, aren't they?
Aren't they great? Those guys are legends. Probably all in the Hall of Fame, maybe, besides a couple.
But Maniago and Brodeur, not in the Hall of Fame. Did you ever get to see any of those guys play? I'm talking about Ted Lindsay, Glenn Hall, or Yvonne Cornwallier.
No, I remember Cornwallier when he played in the late 70s, but the other guys were before my time, and Glenn Hall actually was in Spruce Grove, that's where his farm is. And we had his nephew at one of our camps when I coached junior hockey. And Richard Brodeur was actually our goalie coach in UBC for a couple of years. So there's a connection a little bit.
Tell us, though, we're giving away a Richard Brodeur photo to one of, if you choose, the first five callers, $5 donation or more, you will get one of your choice of those photos. Tell us about Richard Brodeur as a person, as a coach. What was he like?
Well, he approached me 6 years ago when I first took the job at UBC and asked if I needed some help, as a goalie consultant. And I said, sure. I said, he's got lots of experience. And at that time, he was interviewing for the Vancouver Canucks job as a goalie coach. So I think they gave it to, can't remember who they gave it to.
Glenn, was it Glenn Hanlon? Or?
I can't remember who they gave it to 6 years ago, but it might have been Billy Ranford as well.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember. But then he approached me, and we started talking, and we had a pretty good relationship for he would come out to games and practices and just be an incredible guy with our team and tons of knowledge and all the coaches that he had, right from Al Arbour to, Roger Nielsen and Harry Neal. And, he would bring stories and his experiences, really kind of paved the way back then to 5 or 6 years, not just for our players, but for the coaching staff as well, because he was a man of great wealth and experience. So he was really good for us.
Yeah, CITR this year, UBC has their first hockey games this weekend. CITR, Coach, we've added a game today, just so you know. I don't know if you know our schedule offhand, but December 1st, Lethbridge, we added that game today. So we are now doing 8 UBC Thunderbird men's hockey games this year, including both games this weekend. And, Coach, it's a tough start right out of the gate for you guys. The University of Alberta coming to town. They are the dynasty. They are the cream of the crop in maybe the entire country. A great measuring stick for you guys right away.
Well, it certainly is. They've won more national titles than anybody. And, last year we played these guys and we beat them for the first time in over 35 games. And I don't know how many years it's been, about 8 or 9 years since the first time we beat them. And we played them in the playoffs. We've developed a rivalry with these guys. They beat us in the second round in the playoffs. Close games, 3-1, 3-2. So they're very close. We're competitive with them. We feel that we've improved our hockey team this year. And to beat the best, you're going to have to beat Alberta. So there's no better way to start than this Friday night at UBC.
And tell us about your hockey team this year, Coach. Is, you know, obviously the big thing, and you finally have that monkey off your back, you won a playoff series. UBC hockey went about 35 years without winning a playoff series. You have done that now. Is it a bit of a relief for you coming into this season? Is it, you know, easier to focus on maybe, you know, getting to the national championship or advancing deep into the Canada West playoffs, where you just don't have that thing where UBC hasn't won a series in 35 years?
Yeah, the monkey is off our back, but, you know, honestly, we should have won it the year before when we played Calgary and lost it with 1 second left. You know, that just haunts me. But still, that's the past. The present is that the fact that we have a very good hockey team. We have high expectations this year. Last year we played 5 playoff games all on the road, and we learned how to win on the road. We learned how to come together, and it was a wonderful journey last year, and it was a great experience. We want to take that journey last year, take it to this year, make our expectations higher, have higher goals than we've ever had before, and this is the most complete team that I've seen in my 6 years here.
And, Coach, you mentioned about how you guys had to come together. You had all your games on the road, all your playoff games on the road. Well, you pretty much had every one of your games on the road last year. You had no home. You were playing all across the province, really, here, and definitely all around the Lower Mainland. This year, you're back at Thunderbird Winter Sports Center. You got to go into the shiny new arena next year. So that has to be somewhat easier, too, that you actually have a home rink again.
Well, you know, we really learned how to appreciate things last year. Everything that we had last year compared to this year, you learn to appreciate being on campus, to having a dressing room, to having a full lineup for practice, which is incredible because last year, not once all year did we have a full lineup for practice. So you learn to appreciate these little things, and you never forget where we came from last year and how hard we had to work and sacrifice. And this year, it's so much easier for the guys, just logistically staying on campus, and we get to do extra workouts. The guys don't have to ride the bus back and forth to Richmond. We don't have to travel to Burnaby or Whistler for home games. You know, it's almost too easy compared to what we had at last year, and it's great. And we're looking forward to moving to the new building the following year as well.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting. Milan Dragicevic with us, Coach. I have lots of questions for you about next year. Of course, there's all the talk about Division One, and even if they go Division Two, UBC and hockey might go up Div One. So we'll get that later on as the season goes. But let's talk about your team for the 2007-2008 season. Who are some of the new names that I'm going to be looking out for this weekend at Thunderbird Winter Sports Center?
Well, we have 5 new players. We didn't need a lot of players because we had 19 players returning, so we went to get specific players, players that can really fill a role for us. You'll definitely notice some of our bigger players. For example, Curtis Bilston, 6'2", 215, 70 points last year with Kootenay Ice in the Western League. He's a big power forward who can shoot, score. Just came back from Ottawa's camp 2 weeks ago, and he should be one of the best power forwards in Canada West, and you'll see him. You'll notice him right off the bat. On the blue line, we picked up some big guys. Max Gordachuk, who played 4 years in Portland, was a fifth rounder by the Edmonton Oilers. He is 6'7", 235 pounds. He's a big defenseman that's got a big shot, shoots right, and he's also a better than average skater that moves the puck very well. So you'll definitely see him because of his size. Jason Lynch, who's 6'4", 220, played 4 years in the Western League, was drafted by the 7th round by the Colorado Avalanche. Big, tough, stay-at-home physical defenseman. Craig Lineker, 6'2", 215, played in Chilliwack last year and got that playoff experience with them playing against the Vancouver Giants, and he was one of their top defensemen last year. So those are the guys that are going to stick out right off the bat. They're all big, and they all got very good junior experience.
And who are the prized recruits here? I mean, obviously you mentioned the guy who got drafted by the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, last year as people were trying to get Mitch Bartley across the country, did you out-recruit guys again this year?
Yeah, you know, every year we try to, you know, try to bring in a couple guys that everybody wanted. And, you know, probably the big prize recruit this year would probably be a forward, Curtis Bilston. You know, 70 points in the Western League, 6'2", 215, power forward. Out of Calgary, you know, he was wanted by every Alberta team, and, you know, he chose UBC. And it's tough to get Alberta kids to come to UBC. And you know, if we can get a few kids every year out of, you know, down, whether it's Ontario, Saskatchewan, or Alberta, that means we're doing our job recruiting.
Milan Dragicevic, Coach, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Both games this weekend, UBC and the University of Alberta Golden Bears, will be broadcasted on CITR 101.9 FM. The games are at 7:30. The pregame show starts at 6 both nights. Coach, you got Mike Wall doing the play-by-play again this year. You're happy Mike's coming back?
You bet. Mike's been with us for the last four playoff runs, and he's done a great job. And, you know, all the support that we get this year, especially with 8 games being broadcast, you know that UBC hockey is alive and well.
Awesome. Coach Dragicevic, Coach, thanks a lot, and I'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Daryl.
All right, everybody, that was Milan Dragicevic of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. Once again, both games will be broadcasted this weekend. I said it, Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Well, once again, this is our Funding Drive Spectacular show today, folks. Here's the lineup for today. We got more UBC to get to. Blake Smeltzer, former quarterback from the UBC Thunderbird men's football team, he's going to be with us. He's now a part-time coach with UBC. Shrum Bowl this weekend. We'll be talking to Blake. Very briefly. Also, I have an interview with a member, Kelly Insberg, from the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team. They've got some big games coming up this weekend, playing their big rival in the conference, Trinity Western, and they also have a game versus Fraser Valley. At 5:40, we're going to have from the BC Lions football team, Javi Glatt will be with us, and I'm doing a replay. I opened the show with his intro, with his station ID. I'm replaying an interview I did about a month ago with McLovin from the show Superbad, from the movie Superbad. So Christopher Mintz-Plasse, he's going to be with us sometime later on in the show. So, folks, once again, if you would like to pledge to CITR, we would love every donation we can get from you, 822-8648 or 822-1242. Lots of great gifts to give away. Just ask the people who are answering the phones here. We got lots of stuff. And, you know, we do this once a year. We did it last year for the first time. We're going to be doing it for the next 2 weeks. And once again, the first 5 people who donate and who don't, you know, we got 5 pictures to give away on the show. And I am throwing them in, okay? $5 or more, you win a photo. We've got Glenn Hall, Ted Lindsay, Yvonne Cormier, Richard Bordeaux, Cesar Maniego. We're giving these photos away till we run out of them. And also, on Wiener's Barbecue, we're going to be doing an auction for 2 Vancouver Canuck tickets. The game is for Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, versus the Phoenix Coyotes. The seats are upper level, row 9, facing the benches, just below the brew pub, pretty much dead center ice. They're just to the left of dead center. We're talking definitely in between the blue line and the center ice line. We're talking, you know, 5 or 6 seats to the left of center ice. Great seats. 1 row below is the different price range. These tickets are valued at $108 for the pair. All bids are welcome. And, you know, if you decide maybe bid on the tickets, you know, we're not, you know, holding you accountable that if I bid $100, I will definitely be pledging $100 to CITR. But maybe if you make the call and you make a bid for the tickets, maybe make a little side pledge here to the station. So those tickets are available. The auction's going to be going on this week and next week. So give us a call up. I gave you the numbers, 822-1242, 822-8648. Again, 822-1242, 822-8648. We've got tax receipts to give away. If you don't want to take any of the great prizes here at CITR that we're going to be giving to you for the various stages of pledges. So give us a call up, 822-1242 or 822-8648. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we're going to have another song from Noah Chilkin. And then we're going to have, get in here, Noah. We're going to have another song from Noah. And when we're back, the show is just, I guess, you know what it is, Noah, is we don't normally do these pledges. And when you take up this amount of time doing the pledges, you just kind of, you know, things go longer.
Well, that's okay. Longer's better.
That's what she said. That's what she said. All right, we're going to have a song from Noah. Then I'm going to play a cart. And then we're going to be right back with Blake Smeltzer, former quarterback of the UBC Thunderbird men's football team, to talk a little Shrum Bowl. Without further ado, here's another song from Noah.
Hey, are you, am I on? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, are we allowed to, this song's about a dealer that was called God. Okay, you with me? It goes like this. A couple of boys sitting drinking wine. They just been talking about the last time. He wasn't really a friend of mine. You could feel him make the earth move. What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? 'Cause an angel just told me that God is in the big house. Oh. Couple of boys, they thought for a while and came to the mind that there's only one high, and God's the guy. Oh, God's the guy. It can't be true. No, it just can't be true. What do we do? Oh, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, what do we do? 'Cause an angel just told me that God is in the patter cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and prick it and mark it with a bay. Put it in the oven for baby and me. Patter cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and prick it and mark it with a bay. Put it in the oven for baby and me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. A couple of boys sent a plate. They sent him a file in an angel food cake. And the truth will come, oh, when we die. And through the bars, a white dove will fly. What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? Oh, yeah. What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do? Oh, what'll we do? 'Cause an angel just told me that God is in the big house.
Awesome stuff. No, I have a quick question, actually.
Yeah.
You're from Perth, Australia.
Yes.
So you're doing patty cake, baker's man there. Did they do that in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, it was originally the original first Australian national anthem.
What are you talking about?
Hang on a minute. I must have been a mistake. That was another country. Maybe that was Samoa.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
It is a worldwide song.
Oh, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Oh, it's not just a Canadian.
There you go.
But I'm a big fan of Canada.
Loved it. You put in one of your songs, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. Noah Chilkin, we'll hear Noah again. Are we doing a CD at 520? We're coming on doing a live song.
Let's do one more at 520.
We're going to do another live song at 520. Perfect.
Right, and then we'll do the CD later.
Love it. Right, Noah will be right back. You just heard it at 520. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to talk a little Shrum Bowl. When we get back, it is Shrum Bowl 30, UBC and SFU. When we're back, former quarterback for the UBC Thunderbird men's football team. He's now a part-time coach for the squad, Blake Smeltzer. And he was a quarterback as recently as last year. Blake Smeltzer will be with us right after this.
Last year, CITR 101.9 FM started its very first fun drive, and the response was fantastic. You, the listening public, donated your money and your vehicles. You included CITR as the sole recipient in your wills and your estate planning. Many of you even donated your internal and vital organs to CITR. For that, we thank you, and...
we're doing it all over again!
Starting Monday, October 1st, CITR presents its second annual fund drive. Please help CITR to continue the fine quality you've come to expect from Vancouver's greatest radio station. Tune in during October 1st to the 14th to hear amazing specialty shows and the fantastic prizes you can win with your pledges. This year, CITR is going for $20,000, so please show us you care and visit www.citr.ca for more info.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CIT Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And with us on the line right now, you had surgery today? What did we have going on here?
I always had some minor gum surgery, no big deal. So I'm on T3s right now, so if I sound a little woozy.
No, minor gum surgery. Blake Smeltzer, who was a quarterback for 5 years here for the UBC Thunderbirds as recently as last season. And Blake, you're currently a part-time coach. Is that what you're doing, part-time quarterback coach for the UBC football team?
Yeah, I'm coaching like 3 days a week, trying to help out these young guys. So, yeah, I'm out there a bit.
And Doug's Goldsby going down. You got the new kid McVay coming in. Tough break, though, Goldsby going down, hey?
Yeah, it was tough. Guys just started looking up to him as a leader, and he was progressing well. So now Mark McVay, very young guy coming in, much like myself when I came in. So, you know, last week was a little rocky for him, but you know what? He's learning and he's making huge strides.
Blake, UBC Thunderbird football team, you're currently 2-3 on the season. 19-16, tough loss at home to Saskatchewan on the weekend, a game where the defense played real well. The offense struggled. As a quarterback, must have been tough for you to watch the team on offense play like that.
Yeah, it was tough. Like in the past weeks, we were having a tough time establishing the run, which we started doing that well. And then, you know, the weather, it might have been our quarterback's the first game in some rain. So it was tough for both sides. There was no offense, really. The Saskatchewan quarterback was struggling as well. So our defense did come out big and keep us in the game, though.
And how's the team looking so far this season, Blake? Your thoughts, 2-3 UBC. You're playing well, but just not well enough right now. That sort of seems to be what it is.
I think this game coming up against SFU is we need a breakout game from a lot of guys. We need Chris Chiskey to get, you know, a couple hundred yards rushing again. That would be nice. But our defense is really keeping us in the game. Shea Emery, our Mac linebacker, is playing amazing. It's really nice to have him added to the defense. And we need a confidence builder for Mark McVay. You know, he's just a young guy, and we need some confidence into him.
Yeah, Shea Emery, the kid you picked up from Eastern Washington in the middle of the season, how great has this guy been for you guys so far? I mean, it didn't take him long to start playing football at a high level for UBC.
Oh, it's not just like on the field, but off the field, he's a great leader. So he's a great addition to our defense, and he's one hell of an athlete. So it's great.
Later on the show, we're going to be having Javi Glad on today. Any comparisons you've seen, Blake?
Oh, well, I played a season with Javi, and I can see the same things, the same leadership qualities they both have. And I do see big things for Shea Emery in the future.
So I can tell Javi, you see some similarities?
I see it. Yeah, tell him that.
There you go. Because you actually played on games Javi played in. I think only a couple, though, right?
Yeah, well, he got I might have played in one or two because he ended up getting injured in my first season.
I think it might have been your first against Regina.
It would have been my first start, I believe. So I played in the second half of the Shrumble in my first game, and then the next game is Regina.
I have a Shrumble clip to play from you. I might have played it for you in years past, but you know the one?
Just play. We'll see.
Okay, this is it from Blake Smeltzer's first start. I had to play it at some point today, Blake. I had to play it. This is a Shrumble. Blake, it had nothing to do with football. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah, I think it's jogging some memories here.
Okay, here we go. Nothing to do with football. Here's a clip from Blake Smeltzer's first ever game in CIS football, UBC-SFU. This is just me being silly.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at throw 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies drops back. He's gonna throw.
Through it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
Gonna run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the, Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's going for the hill. Security fell down.
Go.
Security is gone.
He's gone for
the
injury.
Get on the fence.
Oh, he's going. Go, go.
He's going to make it out of here, folks. He's going to make it out of here bare naked.
He's got to climb the fence. There he goes. Oh, he's going to do it with the jump of an Olympian.
Oh, no. Situations, you gotta love college football.
Do you remember that, Blake?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was that brought back some memories of that game for sure. That was quite the moment.
He ran end zone to end zone, got into the end zone, breakdanced, broke a tackle from security, and then jumped over the barbed wire fence, I was later told, and out of the stadium, bare naked the entire time. He wasn't running around holding underwear, as Sammy Goldman said during that clip. He was just running pure nude.
Yeah, that was quite the event.
Schrumbull, Blake, UBC taking on SFU this weekend. It's Schrumbull 30. My question for you, Blake, is you played in 5 Schrumbulls. You played in every single one of them that you were a member of the UBC football team. Is there a difference between the regular game you play versus SFU during the season and the Schrumbull, or do they both just mold into one sort of together?
Well, because we have such a short season, every game really counts, and it always seems like, oh, we need to win this game, we need to win this game. So as of like our first game of the season this year, it was great to get a big start and go 1-0. And now it's, now we need to get to 500. So every game's huge. A lot of the guys on the team know all the other guys on the other teams. And we actually had, there's a lot of coaches now that are coaching at SFU. They coach at UBC. So it means a lot to all the guys.
More than just a lot of coaches there, Blake.
Yeah. Coaches, ex-players. Yeah. Ex-quarterback, Sean Olson over there. So
yeah.
It's funny to see that.
Yeah. My question, though, and then I want to ask you about the coaching staff, is the Schrumbull, though, I mean, was there a difference between playing in the Schrumbull and then playing against SFU in the non-Schrumbull game? Did the Schrumbull have any more hype for you guys as players?
Well, it's always nice to, get that next game. I think, is it all tied up right now, the Schrumbull?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so that would be nice to get a huge advantage. But, like, always the crowd, we get bring out a little bit more crowd during the Schrumbull, so it really adds that much more to the game, having, 5,000 people at the game instead of, not too many. So it's good to have this extra crowd support for sure.
Right. So what are we looking at? SFU, of course, on a horrendous, I believe it's about a 22-game losing streak right now. But you're in a position where you guys definitely have to win this game. And when you played SFU at the start of the season, you did only beat them by a score of 19-11.
Yeah, they've been in some very close games, and we can't take them lightly for sure. They've held close in the first half of many of their games, and then the other team has been broke away with it. But, they have some good players, and they're coming together, I guess. We have to play good football to win, and I think establishing a run early against them can maybe shut them down, score some points early.
So that is the key, though, for your offense. You have to, with the young quarterback, be able to run the football, hey?
Well, I think we have to simplify some things because we do at times have a complex offense. So if we get a run established, then it will open a lot more in the secondary. I remember, like, with last year and years before, me and Chris Chizky, we just kind of worked upon each other. He would start the run open, which opened up the pass game, and vice versa. So we have to establish some run to get some up front, get the O-line going, and get them getting tough.
Any more changes on the offensive line for us to look for this weekend?
No, there was the big change from the week before, but this week I think will be the same.
Awesome. So, yeah, and once again, UBC taking on SFU. Dave Johnson, the head coach, former head coach for UBC. Lou Deloria, your former head coach here at UBC. And then Sean Olson, one of the all-time great quarterbacks to ever play here at UBC, all coaching for SFU. What's that like, being a UBC alumni, to look across the field and all these former UBC coaches and one of the all-time great quarterbacks all coaching for SFU?
Yeah, it was strange when we saw them on Thunderbird Stadium. You know, they're all wearing they're red and blue instead of the gold and blue. So it was a little strange seeing them over there. But you know what? When you're playing, it doesn't matter who they are, right?
And did Sean Olsen help you when you were a quarterback here at UBC?
I went to Jay Prepchuk's quarterback camp, and Sean Olsen was coaching at it. So he coached me a couple times this summer during when I was in high school.
So he helped you out a bit there, hey?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Terrific. Awesome. Blake Smeltzer, former quarterback for the UBC Thunderbirds. Now he's one of their assistant coaches. Blake, best of luck this weekend. It's a big game. It's the Shrum Bowl. And a little odd for you at this point. You know, you're now sitting on the sidelines looking at these guys as opposed to throwing the passes.
Yeah, it's tough because you can't take the game into your own hands. You got to let the other guys play. So, it is a little tough. But, you know, I had my years to shine. So it's leave it up to them now.
And you got to play a lot, too, Blake. You got to play.
Yeah, I did.
You got to play a lot. Awesome. Blake Smeltzer. Blake, best of luck this weekend getting back to 500.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Blake. All right. That was Blake Smeltzer, former quarterback for the UBC Thunderbird men's football team. Once again, another game CITR will be broadcasting this weekend, UBC versus SFU, Shrum Bowl 30. Shrum Bowl 30 will be this weekend. So game starts at – when does this game start? I got to look this up. Game starts at, that says 1 o'clock right there? Let's say 1 o'clock? That's a 1?
It's a 1.
Is that a 1? Game starts at 1 o'clock, and I believe we get the studio at 1, so will be no pregame show for that game. But then we're back on at 6 for UBC Thunderbird men's hockey. Pregame show for the 7:30 game starts at 6 o'clock. Once again, folks, it is fun, dry, spectacular here at Wiener's Barbecue and CITR Radio starting... October 1st was yesterday, 2 days ago. 2 days. Yesterday?
Today's the
2nd, right? So, anyways, folks, 2 weeks straight here. Oh, we got a show to promote. Let me do the fun drive, then I'll get to the show. Once again, folks, we're doing the fun drive today, 822-8648, 822-8648, this week and next week, 822-1242, 822-1242. All donations are welcome. We need the money. We got to get some. You know, our equipment's great, but we'd like to, you know, AKA take it up to the next level here at CITR, and it would really help us in our sports department. So if you're somebody that listens to CITR Sports, we could use all the help we can get here, folks. All the help we can get. 822-1242, 822-8648. And I've got prizes to give away, folks. Lots of prizes to give away here. If you are donating $25, $45, $60, we've got Friends of CITR cards, CDs, T-shirts, all that. And for the first 5 people that donate today on my show, $5 or more, that's it. I've got a Ted Lindsay photo for you. Or you have your choice of a Richard Brodeur, Cesar Maniego, Glenn Hall, and Yvonne Cornway. And also, folks, we're doing an auction for 2 tickets, Vancouver Canucks versus Phoenix Coyotes, Monday, March 17th. Tickets from the Canucks valued at $108 for the pair. Whoever bids the most, they are yours. I don't care what the low bid is. Give us a call up. I gave you the numbers. Also, there's a show. Brother Ali, the Undisputed Truth Tour, is coming to town featuring BK1, Blueprint, DJ Rare Groove, Arobi with a special guest DJ. That'll be at the Red Room on 398 Richards this Thursday, October 4th. Doors open at 9. Tickets are $18 at Zulu, Livestock, Beach Street, and Dipped. So, yeah, check that one out. All right, folks, I've got another interview for you to play. Then we're going to have another song from Noah. Then we're going to get back into the show. I caught up earlier in the day with a member of the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team, Kelly Isberg. UBC currently sitting with a record of 4 wins, 1 losses, and 1 tie. They're going to be taking on Trinity Western and Fraser Valley this weekend. Fraser Valley, they beat 4-0 last weekend in their home barn. Trinity Western, this is the team they're going to be fighting with this year. And I caught up with a member of the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team, Kelly Isberg. And here is that interview. All right, everybody. Here I am with Kelly Isberg of the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team, defending national champions. So last week, Kelly took on Trinity Western, now the number 1 team in the Canada West. You tied them. You beat Fraser Valley by a score of 4-0, and you're taking on the same teams again this weekend, except last weekend you had to play at their place. Now they're gonna have to come and play you guys here on Thunderbird campus. How's it looking for the games this weekend?
Well, we're definitely really excited. Last Friday was a good show, definitely, by both teams, really evenly matched, lots of opportunities for both, and we're really excited to get out here on our home pitch. It's a Friday night, hopefully a lot of people out, and the girls are definitely pumped for training this week.
And you guys lost your first game of the season, your first game in about almost in a year to Victoria about a couple weeks ago. Was that a strange feeling for you guys?
Definitely. We definitely had a few just kind of individual defensive errors and stuff. So it was weird to be down a few, but it was just kind of positive for us for the fact that we know that if we are down, we can get some goals back. And we definitely came back and matched them with goals. It was a 4-3 score. So it's at least a positive note to know that we can come back from being at a deficit and get some goals.
And Trinity Western, a little bit of a change. Seems like they're going to be your rival this season. Tell us about this Trinity Western club.
Really good up front. They've got Carl O'Brien, a really fast forward who's always a threat to us on our back line. Overall, they've got a really great attack, really, really good on the turnover. We just really have to watch keeping, you know, defensively minded all the time, being aware of that attack. And overall, good strong in the midfield. It's just always kind of a rivalry between us, the schools. It's been going on for a long time, I think. It's always a close game, and it usually can go either way, depending on what team wants it more.
Because, Kelly, you guys were a team last year. You guys are a very strong defensive team. Wasn't it last year you went a whole bunch of games without even giving up a goal?
Yeah, it was really good. I think it was 10 or 11 games without, I think it was just maybe one or two goals against. It was really good, just a good push towards nationals for sure.
So UBC soccer, though, is national championship right now. The goal, I mean, how are you guys feeling about your team so far this year?
Really good. It's really positive. We're getting a lot of goals this year. We're happy about the finishing. Defensively, we still got another strong back line after graduating Amy Bob, so we're happy about that. Strong back line still. Overall, we've got some great rookies that have come in. Natalie Hirayama starting in center mid, which is fabulous. Kaylin Davies returning as well. So overall, like across the pitch, we look really strong. Team chemistry is great. So we're just hoping to pump through season, do really well at playoffs, and head off to nationals for sure this year.
So this is a big game, though, the Trinity Western one this weekend.
Yeah, it's really big for us. It's definitely we need to secure two wins this weekend, and hopefully we'll be able to do it.
So last question, Kelly. Your tie versus Trinity, what do you guys have to do to get the win?
We just need to finish. We had a lot of opportunities, a few missed open nets, so we just need to secure all of our chances on net for sure on Friday.
Kelly Isberg from the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team. Kelly, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks, Kelly.
No problem.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody, that was my interview with Kelly Isberg from the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team. UBC will be taking on Trinity Western at home. You just heard it. 5 p.m. here at Thunderbird Stadium on Friday night. And then they're going to be at Wolfson Field versus Fraser Valley on Saturday at 2 p.m. All right, everybody, we're going to take another break right after another song from Noah. When we're back, I'm going to be playing an interview I did on September 4th with Christopher Mintz-Plasse. He was McLovin in the movie Superbad. I'll be replaying that interview after the break. But before we do that, we've got another song. Here he is, Noah Shilkin.
Why, thanks a lot.
Listen, mates, wanna tell you about a friend found last night in the gutter in the West End. He said, live fast, a young guy with a pretty face. Live fast, a young guy with a pretty face. And his mother waits in the dead of night. Tears roll down her face. And his lover cries in the dead end street. Tomorrow it's too late. Why did he die? Did he die? Why did he die young? Why did he die? Did he die so young? Why did he die? Did he die? Did he die? Did he die young? Why did he die? Did he die? Did he die so young? Sorry, boys, I don't mean to let you down. But I won't be back on the wrong side of town. Don't wanna live fast, a young guy with a pretty face. Live fast, a young guy with a pretty face. And have my mother wait in the dead of night. Tears roll down her face. And have my lover cry in a dead end street. Tomorrow is too late. Why did he die? Did he die? Why did he die so young? Why did he die so young? Trying to fly too close to the sun.
Awesome. Once again, Noah Shulkin. Noah's going to be back for... Are we going to do the CD next, Noah? What are we going to be hearing at 540? Live?
No, who knows?
Who knows? Knows?
We're gonna... Anyone's guess, really, isn't it?
MySpace.com/Noah, S-H-I-L-K-N?
Is that... I-N.
I-N. Get mad at old Eli here. That's how he...
What is the guy with the spelling guy? Like, you know, really. There's two I's in Shulkin.
Awesome. Good stuff there. Okay, everybody, we're going to take another break. We're going to be right back with McLovin from Superbad.
Want to brighten your teeth? We've got a new toothpaste whitener for you.
Oh, man, I hate radio commercials.
Well, Sam, you don't have to be a hater anymore, because CITR is not dictated by commercial dollars. Instead, we just play music, sports, spoken word, and news programming that gives listeners what they want.
That's right. We've been running for 25 years on the FM dial as the campus and community radio station. Now we need you, the listeners, to donate towards our funding drive so we can keep bringing you the best local, independent, and rockin' tunes in town.
Your chance to do so is now with our second annual fund drive.
Fund drive.
Around the corner. Call into the station in October and help us fund another great year of great music.
Support what you like and what you want to hear.
Donations will go towards renovation of the on-air studio, better production facilities for training and programming, better equipment for remote broadcast, and more.
Tune in from the 1st to the 14th of October to donate.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Listener powered radio.
Hi, this is Burt Reynolds. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue, and they're not giving me a damn thing for this.
All right, everybody, welcome to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. We're going to go a little non-sports, and if you're listening to my show, Tuesday, September 4th, it was my super bad spectacular, among others. The musician that day was Dave Ward, Loose Change Trio, that's what we had on that day. They were truly wonderful. And also we had on that day, we had Evan Goldberg, the writer, one of the writers with Seth Rogen and co-producers from the movie Superbad. And we had the following interview on. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And we're going to play it again right now. It's a little outdated because it was the first day of school. So there's some questions that really won't sound current. But nonetheless, I'm going to play it twice. I'm going to play it again. Without further ado, here is one of the stars of the movie Superbad. He was McLovin. He was Sammy Fogel. Here's my interview with Christopher Mintz Plus.
Okay, here I am with Christopher Mintz Plus from... He is from the movie Superbad. He's off touring Europe right now. And Chris, I asked you this. We had equipment problems, but I'm going to ask you again. Who is your favorite Canadian?
It's a tie. It's a five-way tie between Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, Matthew Bass, or Michael Cera. Actually, that's four.
And Chris, you mentioned people everybody knows, but you did mention one of my favorite people in the world, Matthew Bass. He was the lead character in your movie in the subplot, The Vegetastic Voyage.
Fantastic, hell yeah.
I mean, we're getting some of that in the DVD. We're going to see a little more Vegetastic Voyage?
I hope so, for Matthew's sake. That was his 3 minutes of stardom right there.
There you go. Awesome. and Chris, what's it like working for Canadians? Because, you know, you mentioned Michael Cera, Evan Goldberg, and Seth Rogen, two Canadians. What's it like working for Canadians?
They're great, man. I mean, it's not really any different than working with Americans.
Awesome. But do you understand, though? See, they're away. These are L.A. guys nowadays. They're off in Los Angeles. There is a difference between West Coast and East Coast Canadians. Are you aware of that?
No, I've never been to Canada, so I wouldn't know.
Well, just so you know, when you hear Canadians talking about, you know, how I'm all Canadian, if you hear a guy from Toronto and if you hear a guy from Vancouver, there is a difference. Just so you know that.
Okay, that's good to know, definitely.
Just so you know that. Are you a hockey fan, Chris?
Kind of. A little bit. I mean, I'll watch it if it's on, but I'm not a huge, avid fan.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now for you, Chris, because... You know, it is a bunch of Canadians in the movie. You're from Los Angeles, correct?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for a Canadian quiz?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, because I asked you hockey. Our first one's a hockey question. Here,
oh, God.
Chris, we've got five questions for you, okay?
I might fail miserably.
Okay, okay. He played for the LA Kings from 1988 to 96 and is the leading scorer in NHL history, and he married Janet Jones. Who am I talking about?
Wayne Gretzky?
Attaboy, that's one.
Nice.
That's one. There you go. Okay, ready for number two, Chris?
Let's do it.
Okay. He played Barf in Spaceballs and was once part owner of the Toronto Argonauts of the Canadian Football League.
John Candy.
Well done. Did you know it from the Canadian Football League part or Spaceballs?
Spaceballs.
Okay. All right, now we're going into multiple choice. Are you ready?
Okay.
What is our national animal? For your record, Chris, I got this one wrong, okay? Is it the beaver, moose, loon, or polar bear?
The moose?
It's the beaver.
Oh, that was my first guess, but then the moose just clicked in my head. But
Chris, it's actually the first day of school today out here on UBC campus.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just so you know, they tell you in multiple choice, always go with your first thought.
You should have told me that before.
Okay, well, now you know. We got two more, okay? You're still doing good. You can still get 4 out of 5 here.
Okay.
Okay. What food do Canadians consume more per capita than anywhere else in the world? French fries, donuts, hamburgers, or macaroni and cheese?
French fries.
Really? Chris, not
donuts.
A good guess. Sorry, it's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to say donuts, actually.
I thought so, too.
Okay.
God damn it.
Here we go. Here we go. The final question, Chris. Are you ready? Actually, I'll give you two more. Name the best-selling beer in Canada.
Oh, okay.
All right, you think you can do this one?
No,
I'll give you a multiple choice here.
Okay.
Okay. Molson Canadian. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's delicious.
Okay. Holy Cow, Miller Genuine Draft, or Labatt Blue?
Labatt Blue?
You got it, Chris.
All right.
Okay, the last one, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the last one. This is to make it so you pass, a 3 out of 6, okay?
Right.
If you get caught by police in Vancouver with 1/8 of an ounce of marijuana, you automatically go to jail for 1 year.
That's a bummer.
True or false?
False.
Attaboy.
Now I want to come there really bad.
With us right now, Christopher Mintz-Plasse from the movie Superbad.
He played McLovin. He played Sammy Fogle in the movie. Did you get to meet Sammy Fogle yet? I know him personally. Have you met him yet?
I did. I met him a couple weeks before we shot the film, and then I met him a couple times in between, and then I met him at the premiere, too.
Was he an inspiration for you in the role?
a little bit. I mean, I kind of wanted to give him my own direction, but he, I watched him, and I studied him a little bit.
Do you feel like you are cheating the world right now in how successful you've got? I mean, are you giving yourself credit for how amazing you are doing in this movie, or are you a little dumbfounded still?
I'm very dumbfounded. I give Judd Apatow all the credit of my fame.
Awesome. And the other questions I have for you, Chris, is what is the best part of your job right now? Because you're traveling the world. You're in Glasgow right now. You're a movie superstar. What's the best job and what's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job right now?
The best part would be that everything is paid for on my trips. All the food, everything I can buy, sweatshirts and souvenirs and all that, everything is paid for, which is awesome. And then the worst part would be waking up really freaking early for interviews.
And I'm part of that problem, eh, Chris?
It's like 6 o'clock over here, so you found me perfectly for an interview.
There you go. And I'm the one that had to get up early for you this morning, Chris.
Exactly. See, the tides have turned.
Awesome. And Chris, you're a young guy. You're still in high school, or you just finished high school. And everybody in the movie, it seems, is older than you. I'm told in real life.
Yeah, everyone. So, Michael's a year older than me.
So what's it like partying with older people all the time?
It's fun. I mean, they all kind of act a little bit immature, so we're kind of on the same mentally age.
And I'm told, Chris, that you are a big fan of ketchup potato chips and all dressed potato chips.
What? Who told you that?
Evan Goldberg told me that.
What? Ketchup potato chips and... Oh, wait. I think I had those once a very long time ago on set. Those are Canadian chips, right?
You know, I didn't even know they were Canadian, but he told me he gave them to you, and you loved them.
I did, yes. I didn't even remember that until right now.
Tell us about your experience with ketchup and all-dressed potato chips.
I just remember Evan brought them to set one day, two bags, and they were delicious. I ate, like, half the bag.
But you haven't had them since?
Nope.
So that's another thing you will do when you come back to Canada?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Chris. I'll give them to Evan. I will have for you various flavors of ketchup and all-dressed potato chips for when
nice.
You come back
Thank
to Canada.
You.
Is
Thank
that
you
fair?
Very much.
What's up?
Thank you very much.
So that's what is that fair as a gift for doing this interview?
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome gift.
There you go. Art, so I'm told, though, that you've actually got another movie coming out that
yes.
you've done it with Paul Rudd. So you're starring in it.
Back.
Huh? You're starring in a movie. You wrote it with Paul Rudd or something like that.
Oh, I didn't write it, but I'm starring in it with Paul Rudd and Sean William Scott, and the director of Wet Hot American Summer, David Wayne, is directing it. So that'll be awesome.
Is that done or has it started yet?
Right when I get back from this tour, we're starting filming it.
Okay, cool. So what's it about?
It's like Sean William Scott and Paul Rudd are buddies. And they get in some sort of trouble, so they have to choose, they have to do community service. So they choose the Big Brother benefit, where, like, they help younger kids. And I would be Paul Rudd's little brother, and then craziness happens.
Not bad. So are you going to bulk up at any time soon and do some action film?
Possibly. I mean, I'm down to do a Fight Club sequel and then buff up all fat and be all sexy. I wouldn't mind doing that.
You're ready for it, eh, Chris?
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay, Chris, I'm gonna pitch you my movie idea. Evan
okay.
and Seth thinks it's they both think it's garbage. Okay?
Okay.
So here it is. I want to know if you'll star in it for me. It's guys are out fishing, and their friend's gone. They don't know what happened, so they declare war on the lake, and the whole movie is them fighting the lake.
Okay. That could be interesting for about 20 minutes. I might get old after a little.
I got to work on it, hey?
Yeah, you know, give it a little outline and it should be good.
Okay, I don't know what I'm doing though, Chris. I'm just happy that I have a movie idea. So.
Right.
I'm just happy that I have a movie idea. So Europe's treating you good? You guys are on your European tour right now and things are just going as good as ever, hey?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Awesome. What's your favorite part of Europe so far?
London, definitely. Just going, being of age, you know, being able to drink over here is amazing. Going to pubs every night. That's awesome.
Awesome. Christopher Mintz-Ploss from Superbad with us right now. Chris, a couple questions here, and then I'll let you go on your way. It's the first day of school out here on campus right now.
Oh, very cool.
Okay, so things are popping. So what would McLovin be doing on his first day of school right now, first day of university?
Sleeping in every class I go to.
Okay. Does McLovin have a message for everybody on the first day of school?
Yeah, just don't really try because it's really not that important. I think you should cheat off your friends and ditch class as much as you want to, and drink every night and have a party every day.
There you go. And would he be going out with Nicola right now?
Possibly. He might be going out with Nicola and Nicola's two sexy friends.
There you go. He's working it, eh?
Yeah.
And last question for McLovin. Would he be trying out for any sports team?
No. McLovin is not a sports player.
He's not a sports player. Chris, who's going to win the football game right now, UBC or SFU? Who are you rooting for?
UBC.
Yeah. All the way, hey?
All the way.
Awesome. Chris, I really do appreciate this today. I know this is your day off and you're doing this for me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I love you for it.
I'm laying on my bed right now. It's really not that much work.
Evan Goldberg actually is going to be on the show right just before you. Do you have a message for Evan Goldberg?
Tell him that I miss him, and I miss his body on top of mine.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Chris, I do appreciate it. Thanks a bundle.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. That was my interview with Christopher Mintz-Ploss, a.k.a. McLovin from the movie Superbad. Once again, it is Pledge Day here at CITR. Give us a call up, 822-8648. 822-1242. That's the only way we can bring you such educational interviews as my interview with McLovin there. All right, we're going to be right back with Javi Glatt from the BC Lions. But before that, here's another song from Noah Chilkin. This one is from his CD Noah, and the song is Shining Star.
That's who you are. That's who you are, a shining star.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. With us on the line, a former UBC Thunderbird athlete. Now he's playing middle linebacker for your BC Lions, who currently lead the Western Conference in the CFL. Javi Glatt from the BC Lions. Javi, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Dale?
I'm not bad. Why are you doing so fantastic there, Javi?
Oh, you know, I don't know. It's just enjoying this beautiful weather we've been having, and I just big smile to my face.
You're being sarcastic, aren't you there, Javi?
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Maybe a little bit.
Awesome. Javi, let's jump in. Actually, before we move on, I want to ask you, did you ever, I believe you did, my guess is yes, you were on the UBC baseball team with Jeff Francis, were you not?
Yeah, we played together a couple years.
Well, and what was your batting average there, Javi?
Oh, not good. I don't know if I was even above the Mendoza line, to be honest.
No,
I was right around 200 for my career, which is really not very good.
I remember that. But Javi, great props for you for being a two-sport star. So you have an appreciation for what Bo Jackson did then, hey?
Yeah, I don't know if I have an understanding, but I do have an appreciation in that being he was, I think, a bit higher level than I ever was or will be. But, yeah, it's tough playing two sports and going to – the big thing is trying to go to school and maintain a good – grade point average and try to graduate while playing these two sports. That was the toughest part.
And I'm sure you had a better GPA than Bo Jackson, though, hey?
Yeah, probably. Or, you know, maybe not. You probably had a lot of things. You probably didn't have to worry too much about assignments. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah, Bo was taken care of, eh? But Bo deserved it, didn't he?
Oh, for sure. He was a monster. He was probably the best athlete of this era anyways, and yeah. Not many people can remember anyone like him.
No, and he was a rock star, and he definitely had – I don't know if you were around, Javi, during the Bo Nose commercials. There's rarely – there may have never been a better sports commercial than those.
Yeah, he was a very marketable athlete. I mean, yeah, you know, really a social guy, funny guy, and liked to do that kind of stuff. So he was awesome.
Your thoughts, Jeff Francis, on Wednesday will be pitching the opening game for Colorado in the divisional playoffs versus Philadelphia. That is amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, I've been following his career. To be honest, not super, super close at first, but definitely this season I've been keeping up on him and seeing how well he's doing and kind of, you know, trying to talk with people. Hey, have you seen how well Francis is doing? The guy's doing unbelievable. 17-9, I just looked the other day. And, yeah, I mean, he's a big reason why, the Rockies are in the playoffs, and it's pretty exciting to see him start that first game.
So he's 17-9. So you didn't follow him until you hopped on the bandwagon the second half of this year, pretty much?
No, I mean, I've always kept in touch. I mean, looked and see how he's doing, even when he was still in the minors and stuff, because he's such a great guy and such an awesome player, and it's nice to see him do well. But, I guess I got on the bandwagon a little bit. When a guy's doing that well, you start to really take notice.
Yeah, I will say this about Jeff Francis, Javi, is I will call him to get an interview, and here he is, Major League Baseball player. He's got the big contract. Now he's he is the top pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, pitching in the playoffs. If I call for an interview, Jeff Francis will call me back. He'll still do that. So
he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, no, love it. Javi, let's talk about your team. The BC Lions took on Calgary on the weekend. What a game. Can't get any better than that for you guys. 43-9. That is a game where the score did tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a few games in a row now. We've been putting together some pretty solid performances. Maybe about 4 or 5 weeks ago, we were a little bit erratic. We hit a spot in the season where we kind of play well one game and not do so well the next game. And so it was nice the last 2 or 3 games here. We've played really solid football all around. And, we beat up on Calgary. I mean, they were not the team we expected them to be when they showed up at the Dome, but we made life miserable for them.
And Achilles Smith, you guys made life real miserable for him. What was your game plan? Third overall pick in the draft by the Cincinnati Bengals in 1999. He's playing against you, his first start in the CFL, and you guys knocked him out of the game early, Javi.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we didn't really know what to expect from Achilles Smith. We'd only seen a little bit of film on him, like I think 26 snaps or something. in the CFL, and he hadn't played a lot of football since he was in the NFL. So we just kind of worried about ourselves, took care of business on our side of the deal, made sure we're playing good, solid football, and make sure we got some good schemes to take away some of their athletes. And I think we did a pretty good job of that.
And Nate Lewis, Javi, he's one of their top receivers, one of the top receivers in the CFL, not a factor at all. They weren't even able to put passes his way in that game.
Yeah, we did a good job taking away their best players, and, you know, Joffrey Reynolds had a decent game, but he didn't hurt him. And anytime you're able to, in the CFL, keep a team out of the end zone, we give up one field goal, and then...
Duncan basically did the rest with singles and forcing you guys into conceding a safety or two there.
Yeah, exactly. I think we conceded two safeties and had two singles. So defensively, we were sharp, and, you know, that's what we need to be. That's where we need to be going down the stretch.
And, Javi, I would like to talk about that as Duncan O'Mahony, your former teammate here at UBC. He is on another team now, but he did kick for you guys when you were a BC Lion. He went through some personal troubles there. Happy to see him back in the CFL, and he was punting the ball really good against you guys on Friday night. Or on Saturday night, sorry.
He actually was my old roommate. We lived together in 04 and you know, played a few years together in the CFL. So it was really nice to see him get back, you know, doing what he loves to do, and that's playing football and getting his personal life all straightened away. And I think that he's a very determined guy right now, and I think he can accomplish whatever he wants.
He's getting things back together, though, Duncan?
I think so. As far as I know, he's been doing quite well.
That's great to hear. And Jarius Jackson, there's a misprint here on the CFL website. I believe he was actually 22 for 28 on the weekend, 307 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, Javi, here's a guy that people were on early on, you know, and he was coming in there struggling for you guys. But, wow, what a game he had for you guys on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't his first game. He's been playing well the last few games, and I think what everyone expects, I don't know if what everyone expects, I guess, but, you know, you can't just not play football. He hasn't really took real snaps in consecutive games since he was in Notre Dame. So that's a long time ago. And he's a great athlete, and he's got the ability to make plays, but we needed to give him a chance to kind of feel comfortable and not just judge him based on a small amount of game reps. So he's getting that chance to play a lot more now, and he's doing really well. But you know what? To be honest with you, he's an awesome guy. I mean, he's probably one of the most popular players on the team, and he's definitely a guy that we're happy to see do well because, like I said, he's very popular in the locker room.
And he's also a guy, Javi, that even when he was struggling, I'll go to that game in Calgary, the great overtime game you had, even though he was struggling, it seems when the game's on the line, Jarius Jackson's a guy that can step up and win it for you.
Oh, for sure. He plays his best football when he's like you said, his back's against the wall, games on the line, all that good stuff. And, you know, he's the kind of guy who's been in so many big games, and there's no way that a loud crowd or anything like that's ever going to faze him because he's seen it all as far as crowds go. Actually, probably he's played in stadiums a little more electric than, you know, Taylor Field in his day. I mean, playing with Notre Dame and in the NFL. So I think he feels most comfortable when he's in those big games and he's in the spotlight.
Yeah, we've yet to see 120,000 people at a CFL game, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Going to Winnipeg, Javi, this weekend, a potential Grey Cup preview. You are the two teams leading your respective conferences. Tough game this weekend. What are we looking at? You and the Blue Bombers.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good benchmark for us. See kind of where we're at, and we feel like we're the best team in the league, and the next best team in the league is probably going to be Winnipeg. In most people's minds, they're the best team in the East. So, just got to go in there and to a hostile environment. The fans are going to be nuts and crazy. They always are over there for sure. And just do what we've been doing, just playing smash mouth football and go beat them up.
What's the book on Kevin Glenn, Javi? Leads the CFL in passing yards, 19 touchdowns to go with 8 interceptions. What's the deal with this quarterback?
He's good. That's the deal. No, he's really good. I mean, he's become one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. He makes his reads very quick and decisively, and he gets rid of the ball fast. That's his big thing. He decides what coverage you're in, and he decides what route he wants to throw to, and then he makes his decision and throws. So we know we're not going to have a lot of chances to sack him because he gets rid of the ball so fast. So and make sure we're good on the coverage part and still apply enough pressure to confuse them a bit.
And, Javi, even if you can shut down the passing game, you still got to worry about Charles Roberts. He's already over 1,000 yards, second only to Joe Smith in rushing in the CFL this year, in not only yards but also touchdowns. He's got 14 to Joe Smith's 15. So this is a team like you guys that can run and pass the football.
Yeah, they're good off. They got weapons. Don't forget Milt Stegall and Darrell Armstrong is, I believe, the number one receiver in the league right now statistically. So they got some guys that can make some plays. So the good thing about the situation is they're going against our defense, which is probably the best in the league in my opinion. And we'll have some good stuff from take away their weapons and make it a long game for them.
And you ready to play this weekend, Javi? The middle linebackers chomping at the bit.
You got it, buddy. This is the type of games that you get excited about. Big games. We're coming in. It's October. You know, it's going to be cold. It's going to be football weather. So I'm really excited.
And Javi, a little off topic here from the CFL, UBC Thunderbird football. I talked to Blake Smeltzer earlier in the show. They're going to be playing in the Schrumble this weekend. UBC and SFU. Thunderbirds 2-3. Javi, they're an improved football team, but they're still not playing at the level I'm sure they want to be. But the Schrumble this weekend. UBC's got to win this weekend, eh?
Oh, definitely. What day is it, actually? It's on Saturday.
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, I'll be able to
Yeah,
go.
You can make it.
Yeah, we'll probably be back by then. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. No, for sure, must-win game, and Schrumble is always excited. I mean, exciting, I should say. It's really a game you always look forward to every year. Biggest crowd, usually, and it's fun for the fans, fun for the players, so I'm excited.
Have you seen this Shea Emery yet?
Yes, I have. I coached him last year at the camp.
Oh, I didn't know that. What do you think about this guy, Javi?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. He's got a lot of talent, so he's got to keep working hard and learning the Canadian game, and I think he'll be a definite prospect.
Does he remind you of a young Javi Glad at all is my question.
I don't know. We'll call him a good Shea Emery. We don't need to call him Javi Glad, that's for sure. He'll probably be way better than I am, so that's fine.
Oh, you think he's got more talent than you?
I mean, he's a talented kid. He's he's a big, strong kid, and he's just got to keep working on his instincts. And like I said, the Canadian game's a lot different than what he played when he was in Eastern Washington, where the running game is what's important up here, and the Canadian game is about the passing game. So he can keep working on that stuff and become more fluent in his passing defense. I think he'll be a good prospect.
Don't coach him too well there, Javi, then.
Oh, hopefully. Hopefully one day I take my job.
There you go. One day, though. Way down the line, hey? Way down the line.
Exactly.
So remember, Javi, I believe it's 12 o'clock tomorrow, Jeff Francis versus the Philadelphia Phillies.
That's huge. I'll have to PVR that game. Come back and watch it.
I don't believe in this PVR stuff. I should. I don't have one, but I don't believe it.
That's why you don't believe in it. When you got it, it's great. It's awesome. I don't miss a show. It's not that I watch a lot of TV, but I got it on my shows that I'm supposed to have, and I never miss a show, so I like it.
Last question, Javi, and then I'll let you go. Thanks so much for doing this. John Madden football. I recall you telling me, and here's my question, that you were actually learning how to play defense and about football from playing that game and looking at the play formations and everything. Is that true, or did I hear something crazy?
I don't know. Maybe I learned a little bit. I think that you definitely understand – I don't know. You learn some stuff. Now that I got to the pros, it's not exactly realistic, but you definitely do learn how zones work and how to get reads as a quarterback, even though you're playing a video game. So video games are becoming pretty intense these days, you know?
Have you worked on a video game yet?
No, I haven't.
You've done the deodorant commercial. You got to at least do a video game now.
I'd like to.
There you go.
Maybe one day.
Awesome. Javi Glad. Javi, enjoy Winnipeg. I'm sure it'll be cold.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks,
all
Javi.
Right,
talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, that was Javi Glad from the BC Lions. We're going to get one last song from Noah Shilkin. I got that right? Hold on, Noah. Hold on. I got to promote the fun drive
Absolutely.
Once again. I got to promote the fun drive.
Absolutely.
So, once again, folks, we are doing our fun drive. You got your whole booklet here, Mike?
Correct, you betcha.
You got your whole booklet here? Give us a call up at 822-8648 or 822-1242. Here on Wiener's Barbecue, we are auctioning off two tickets to the Vancouver Canucks versus Phoenix Coyotes Monday, March 17th, which is March 17th.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I had that in Australia.
Get drunk at that game, ladies and gentlemen.
Get drunk in Australia.
All right, folks. So we're going to be auctioning off those tickets. If you get them, I don't care what the price is. They are yours. And also, for the first five pledges during my show this weekend, next week, if I got five pledges today, I don't know, you're going to have your choice of a signed photo of a former National Hockey League great. So we could use your help, folks. Give us a call up, 822-1242 or 822-8648. Mike with Flexure Head is coming on right after me. Like to thank my guests for the show on the show today. I had Milan Dragicevic, head coach for the UBC Thunder men's hockey team. I also had Blake Smeltzer from the UBC Thunderbird football team, Kelly Innsberg from the UBC Thunderbird women's soccer team. I replayed my McLovin interview, and I also had on Javi Glatt from the BC Lions. Like to thank cousin Eli for helping out with. Eli has helped out with all the music except for 1 week, Red Eye. That was the one. So you've helped out. So beautiful work, Eli. And of course, Noah Shilkin. I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I always check that. Check him out at myspace.com/NoahShilkin. Shilkin is spelled S-H-I-L-K-I-N.
You got it.
Oh, I got it. All right, Noah, what are we finishing up with here?
That's a little esoteric little number.
What does esoteric mean?
I don't know, but it's one of those funky words.
Mike, what does it mean?
Kind of thought-provoking, outside.
I know the word. Slipping my mind right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not very smart.
Different. Oh, okay.
When did you get so smart?
Yeah.
When
spell it. Give away a hockey picture if someone can spell it.
There you go. Take it away, Noah.
I was born from love lines. Yeah, I was torn, always searching the universe, looking for plans and schemes, looking for an outside way of filling in her dreams. But the time has come from which to depart, such archaic methods of thought. I once stood up and also discard the things that I've been taught. You were pure, and then you were born from love's loins. Yeah, you were torn, always searching the universe, looking for plans and schemes, looking for an outside way of filling in her dreams. To expect is to reject spontaneity of thought, and nature wasn't meant to be that way. It's organized chaos to simply get you through each day. Yeah, we were pure, and then we were born from torn. Dei tu bambini, voce Giancano andante da loro. Se ci vai, o tu chi vai, o I
I was born from love's loins. Yeah, I was torn. We were pure.
Last year, CITR 101.9 FM started its very first fun drive, and the response was fantastic. You, the listening public, donated your money and your vehicles. You included CITR as the sole recipient in your wills and your estate planning. Many of you even donated your internal and vital organs to CITR. For that, we thank you, and...
We're doing it all over again!
Starting Monday, October 1st, CITR presents its second annual fund drive. Please help CITR to continue the fine quality you've come to expect from Vancouver's greatest radio station. Tune in during October 1st to the 14th to hear amazing specialty shows and the fantastic prizes you can win with your pledges. This year, CITR is going for $20,000, so please show us you care and visit www.citr.ca.